Now, to finish us off this week, a cool Khalil Thurlaway has been watching his P's and his Q's for our question of the week that was sent in by Johannes.
Why is it that I want to urinate more frequently in colder weather?
To answer this call of nature, we spoke to Dr. Matthew Mason from the Department of Physiology, Development and Neuroscience at Cambridge University.
This phenomenon is known as cold diuresis, diuresis being the production of more dilute urine. The idea is that when it's cold, your body tries to conserve heat by constricting the blood vessels in the skin. That means that less heat is lost to the environment. However, if you constrict the blood vessels to the skin, it means that relatively more blood accumulates in the interior of the body, and that tends to raise blood pressure.
A good way to imagine this is as if constricting blood flow in one part of the body squeezes the blood into other parts. Just like if you squeeze a balloon at one end, the other end bulges out.
In response to raised blood pressure, the body wants to try to get rid of a little bit of the water in the blood to bring the blood volume and thus the blood pressure back down to where it should be.
This response prevents your body from being damaged by excessively high blood pressure, just like a safety valve on a boiler.
What happens is that in response to the raised pressure, the levels of a hormone called antidiuretic hormone will fall. With reduced antidiuretic hormone, the kidney produces more dilute urine, and that translates into an increase in urine production.
What a relief. Next time, Claire asks if our furry friends are giving us more than just love and affection.
I'd like to know what parasites you can catch from your pets.
And thanks to Matt Mason for the answer to Johannes' rather pressing question. And if you know which parasites are bestowed on us by our loving pets, you can email chris@thenakedscientist.com. You can find us on Facebook. You can tweet @NakedScientists or get stuck into the debate on our forum. That's thenakedscientist.com/forum.
That's it for this week. Thank you very much to Georgia Mills and Greg Jackson for production. Next week, do join us as we journey through time, recreating some of the most fantastic and important science experiments throughout history in a special live show. The Naked Scientist comes to you from the Institute of Continuing Education at Cambridge University. It's supported by Rolls-Royce, the Wellcome Trust, the EPSLC and the STFC. My name is Chris Smith, and thank you very much for listening. Until next time, goodbye.